You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And welcome in to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, your KGYM radio stream, smart speaker, and mobile app. Real good show for you coming up as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. The coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us. It's our Off the Glass segment coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Lots to talk about in the world of college basketball. Of course, we have the Hawkeyes in action tonight. It is Iowa and Maryland. They will go at it at the Xfinity Center in College Park. And that will be a 6 o'clock tip-off. ESPN2 will have the game coming your way tonight. So we will talk about that. We'll talk about the red-hot Drake Bulldogs as well on the program here today. And everything as far as college basketball is concerned. We'll talk about Iowa and Maryland with you and a whole lot more on the program here today. You're welcome to join us via the text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Ben on the other side of the glass today, if you'd like to reach out to us with a phone call. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And Mark, good afternoon, and that not quite as newsworthy of a day today. Thank goodness going on out there that we can concentrate a little bit more on sports today.
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. Anxious to get into some hoops today with Kevin Lehman, and we always bury the lead of Bowling Night in America results at the end of the show. Perhaps they should be buried this week.
I should be buried. I'm just going to say that. Yeah, that's. Stay tuned for that coming up on the program today as well. Yes, we must do that because we are indebted to our great sponsor, Bowling Night in America, and that, of course, Mays City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. So we'll have that for you coming up before we set sail at 4 o'clock today as well. 319-366-1600. A little baseball today as well. We'll get to a big blockbuster trade, interleague trade, if you will. And that involves our two favorite teams in the American League Central, Mark. So we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, they weren't involved in the trade, but they're going to benefit from it, I would think.
I got to think. And maybe this is the start of a different era as far as the... Do we call them the Cleveland baseball team? I don't know what to call them, and I'm not going to get into them. I'm going to call them the Cleveland baseball team to avoid all headaches. So they pulled a trigger today on a trade, and perhaps signaling that maybe a rebuild for the Cleveland baseball team. I don't know. Is that what you read into it? We can talk about it more.
Yeah. It's been a fire sale. I mean, they had four really solid starting pitchers who are now gone from that team. And now Francisco Lindor, the star shortstop, is headed for the New York Mets in a six-player trade. Also going to the Mets is veteran right-hander Carlos Carrasco.
Good pitcher.
He is a good pitcher. Cleveland gets two major leaguers in Andrés Giménez and Amad Rosario. And two minor leaguers who are former second round draft picks. And, you know, you remove Lindor from that lineup and you remove Carrasco from the rotation. And I think two teams have benefited of the White Sox and Twins in my mind.
We'll see. I mean, there's a lot of baseball to come, we hope. In 2021, and you can never say it's going to go this way or that way, but we'll find out. I feel a little bit better today, and I think you probably feel a little bit better today as well.
Yeah, the guy's a tough out and a very good shortstop. He's proven that. His numbers went down last year, but that was only a 60-game season, and I don't read too much into that. He's going to benefit that Mets lineup tremendously.
Yeah, he will. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that. Mark and I are in a particularly festive mood today because we have had, and I know there's a fall season, and we have a big announcement coming up for you, by the way. We'll let the kitty out of the bag here in a moment. But, yes, you have a lot of very prestigious tournaments, I guess, in the fall, part of the wraparound schedule. But we've got the PGA Tour teeing up tonight. In fact, it is already underway with the Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. So they are underway with that. A limited field, which includes all of the winners from last year. They did make a little bit of a change this year, Mark. They added, if you weren't a winner and you were, what, top 30 in the money list, you get to go?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's a field of 38 or something like that, thereabouts anyway. And first of what, two straight weeks at least of primetime golf coming up tonight. So you can't beat that.
Primetime golf right up our alley. Of course, we're going to have to pay a whole lot of attention to that Iowa-Maryland game. But during TV timeouts, you know what channel I'm switching to.
And in case you are curious out there, Robert Streb, your leader right now, very early in the proceedings at -3. He is one shot ahead of a trio, including a pair of Americans, Stuart Sink, who's finding a rebirth nearly at the age of 50, and Andrew Landry also in there. Sergio Garcia at -1, along with Adam Scott. DJ is the last group, along with John Rahm and Justin Thomas. They will tee off a little bit later on, coming up this evening at Kapalua in Hawaii. We're going to talk some golf tomorrow on the program. We are very happy and very privileged and proud to say this, Mark, but tomorrow on this very program at about 3:20, 3:25, right in there, we are going to talk with Cedar Rapids native and PGA Tour pro Zach Johnson tomorrow on the program. Really looking forward to talking with Zach.
Absolutely. We haven't chatted with Zach for a while, and a lot of things to cover, everything from him winning the Payne Stewart Award to his motivation this year and his schedule, and, of course, his hopes for the Zach Foundation Tournament this coming summer.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about with Zach, and we will do that coming up on the program tomorrow. He is he will make his tour debut at the Sony at Wailea coming up next week. He always goes out there. Usually tries to pair that with the Tournament of Champions. Did not get a victory last year, so just going to go out there and play in Hawaii. Not a bad gig if you can get it, by the way.
That's called work, right?
Yes, it is. But it's fun work. It's good work. Good work if you can get it out there. But we'll talk with Zach coming up tomorrow again about 3:20, 3:25, right in there on the Friday edition of the show, and really looking forward to that coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Zach never lets up, and he's working real hard. When we're going to talk, he's in California right now preparing, doing some preparations before heading off to Hawaii. But he had a good fall campaign. He had six top 25 finishes, including a couple top 10s, and the U.S. Open included in that. So I know he's very hopeful of carrying that on into the start of this calendar year.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. As 5786, who is a Cleveland fan, they are still going to be the Indians for 2021, they say. It was just a realization that they weren't going to be able to re-sign Lindor. Sad to see Carrasco go, but he was definitely the fifth starter. Pitching will still be very strong. Rosario will slide into shortstop or second base, depending on what they want to do with Jimenez. And won't be as strong of a team, but still can't be taken lightly. And yes, Pat, we did not take them lightly. We will never take Cleveland lightly, you or me, Mark.
No, you can't. Cleveland has had a nice stretch in recent years, but you take Lindor out of that lineup, and And Carrasco, if he's a fifth starter, that's a pretty damn good fifth starter. Those are losses. There's no question about that.
I still, very much respect as far as Cleveland is concerned. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line, invite you to do so. Basketball coming up tonight. We're going to talk basketball in about 8 minutes or so. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will stop by. It'll be the Off the Glass segment coming up. Iowa and Maryland, one of three Big Ten games on the schedule and on the docket for tonight. This one will take place at College Park, Maryland. And it's going to be a tough one. Maryland, do not let 6-5 fool you. This is a better basketball team than 6-5. This is a basketball team that went to the Kohl Center and beat the Wisconsin Badgers on the road. Iowa about a 6-point favorite in this one here tonight. And this will be another big feather in their cap, if you will, if the Hawkeyes can get a second consecutive road triumph.
Yeah, any win on the road obviously is a good one, and that's the aim tonight. It's which Maryland team are we going to see? A team that kind of petered out against Indiana and lost that game most recently, but a team that, as you mentioned, went to Wisconsin and won. So we know Maryland is a capable team, but I think Luka Garza could have a lot of success tonight against this Maryland team that is largely, you know, they put players on the floor, 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". In fact, that's our poll question today, Scott, at kgymradio.com regarding Luka Garza. How many points will he score tonight against Maryland? We'll give you two choices, more than 27.5 or fewer than 27.5. And thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, doing great work in that field since 2003.
Maryland is averaging 66 points a game in Big Ten play, and which is toward the bottom as far as offensive output is concerned. They were in the 50s their last time out when they lost at the Assembly Hall against Indiana. And we'll see. The calling card for Maryland over the past several years has been physicality. They don't quite have the big bodies that they have had in the past down in the post to bang against Luka Garza. I think Luka could have a big game coming up tonight. They don't have that tremendous score. They've been really, really pilfered by the NBA. Mark Turgeon has brought in some really good players over the years, and they've gone on to the NBA. And not sure they've got that big bell cow this year. They got Eric Ayala, who's about 14 points a game right there. Scott's not bad. Wiggins can get streaky hot at times. But this is not, there's not that big NBA number one draft choice that you've seen in the last couple of years for this Maryland team.
No, they're going to be missing a veteran tonight in Darryl Morseau, who's out with a fractured bone in his face. He suffered last Thursday against Michigan. That'll be a blow, but Turgeon's calling card with this team, I think, is defense. I'm sure he's going to do what a lot of teams do against Iowa and throw double teams at Garza. And, you know, that's been successful at times. It's been disastrous at times. So we'll get more on that with Kevin Lehman coming up.
Yep, we're going to talk with the coach in about 5-6 minutes or so. 319-366-1600. What do you think? Iowa and Maryland coming up tonight. David and Hudson, he's due. Take the over as far as Luka Garza is concerned. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David. Boy, it's got to be nice when you're scoring 22, 23 points a game and everyone believes that you're due for a bust-out game. I mean, that's I didn't achieve those stats in Nerf ball in college. And, you know, Luka Garza is putting up those numbers on a routine basis tonight, at least for the year.
Well, that's not what I heard, Scott. But at any
rate, I was a great Nerf Nerf player. Still own, I believe, the university record for consecutive free throws made, which is a big stat in Nerf.
It is. You know, that's what it's come to with Garza. He set the bar so high last year. and early on this year scoring, you know, over 30, over 40. And when he comes out and scores 22, 25 points, that's your first thought. But, you know, Iowa, if it can get the auxiliary players, so to speak, that can make shots from the outside. And I expect Joe Wieskamp to rebound tonight after an off game.
Yeah. Mentioned that's one of three games tonight in the Big Ten. The other two, one will also go off at 6 o'clock. That's going to be Indiana at Wisconsin. That one will be on FS1 tonight beginning at 6 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, it will be Illinois going up the interstate to take on the Northwestern Wildcats up at Evanston. Interesting game tonight. Both those teams with three losses right now for the season, anyway. And like I said, that I think that's going to be an interesting game tonight at 8 o'clock.
Very much so. Different styles. And Northwestern is tough in their building. In its building, I'm sorry. Illinois, it's had some bumpy spots. Again, it's a real contrast in styles and what each team wants to do. Whoever can dictate that style, I suppose, will win the game.
Yeah. Last night, Michigan dumped Minnesota. Absolutely ripped the Gophers last night up in Ann Arbor. Michigan remains unbeaten on the year and in conference play. 10-0 overall and 5-0 in league play. And we'll talk about that with the coach, Kevin Lehman, coming up here in just a couple minutes out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, 319-366-1600. 0835 responding. Going to be another night. We need one of J-Bo, Wieskamp, or Frederick to go off from three-point range. Garza going to have another bad game of 27 points and 15 rebounds. Kidding, of course. That's still not a bad night. If you get a 20,
Hawk fans will take that bad night.
We would take that bad night. 27-15, no doubt about that. But we'll see. It's not going to be. We'll see. Well, I'm also interested to see a couple things. How much playing time Connor McCaffrey is going to get with the injury? Is he going to be curtailed tonight? As well as, are we going to see Euless a little bit more? Does that 9-man rotation go to a 10-man rotation now this evening with Euless's play at Rutgers over the weekend?
You know, that's interesting because Euless played well and had four assists and a couple points in a few minutes. But they were very effective minutes in both halves of that basketball game. And I guess it depends on how much McCaffrey can play. If Toussaint got poked in the eye, is he okay? And it's probably going to dictate on what kind of matchups Fran McCaffrey is going to be facing. But, yeah, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, and I got to think Euless is going to get in the game tonight. I don't know how much, but I got a feeling he earned himself some playing time. And Keegan Murray, I don't know if he's going to get his 21 minutes like he did in the game at Rutgers, but we shall see. I think he's going to get at least 15 minutes coming up tonight. So we'll find out. We'll find out here in a little less than 3 hours or so. And we'll talk about that and other items in the world of college basketball. We will do that with Coach Kevin Lehman. Coming up next, it is our Off the Glass segment. So stay tuned. College basketball talk coming your way after this. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Thursday right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, invites new customers to start 2021 off right with a risk-free first bet up to $500. Just sign up today with bonus code HANSEN and start enjoying BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, live betting options, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. The football playoffs are upon us, the grand finale is right around the corner, and pro basketball is in full swing. There couldn't be a better time to download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter the bonus code HANSEN to get back up to $500 in free bets on your first wager. Bet with confidence all year long at BetMGM, where you're always just one tap away from your victory dance. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free today with bonus code HANSEN. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics, add getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Welcome back to the Gym Class, the Thursday edition on KGYM. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up for you coming up before we set sail here today at 4 o'clock. Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next, and that will go from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. And time now to talk some college basketball with you. It's our weekly segment, Off the Glass. And it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Please trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. And you can find out more online. We encourage you to do so. All you need to do is go to shootershomes.com. That is shootershomes.com. And Kevin joining us here on this Thursday, filled with basketball. And how you doing?
Scott, I'm doing well. Getting ready for a couple games myself. Excited to watch the Hawks tonight against Maryland. So it's, yeah, big day of basketball, especially in the Big Ten.
It is. It is. Three good games. Some very interesting games. We'll talk about Illinois-Northwestern. Because I think people might be sleeping on that one a little bit. But the Hawks, they'll try to win their second on the road tonight against the Maryland Terrapins. I don't think there would be a letdown. Back-to-back trips to the East Coast. Long trips is tough. And then with everything that went on yesterday, as far as that area is concerned, that just throws another little wrinkle into things. But what do you think about this game tonight?
Yeah, really powder keg over there in that D.C. area. But you know, you look at this Maryland team, and I just heard you guys talking earlier, that win at Wisconsin scares you. Because if they can go into Badgerland and win that game, they're very capable of beating the Hawks at home. So this is a game Iowa has to come and be ready to go. What I like about Iowa, and we're seeing it in, as they play more and more games, their versatility. You know, they can have different lineups. They can play with size. They got speed. And then the development of that bench has been extraordinary with Keegan Murray. Ulis stepped up big time. I thought the win over Rutgers was Fran's best coaching job because he was dealing with injuries to Connor McCaffrey and Toussaint, foul issues. The way he managed his bench and his players, I thought was it was one of those games, you know, Iowa could have easily lost. We saw that at Minnesota. So I thought it was a big turnaround and a huge confidence builder to win that game at Rutgers.
Yeah, Kevin, we were exposed to Aaron Ulis in a meaningful game. He had not played since December, and he gave Iowa some very good minutes, a good floor game, no turnovers, four assists. And there's plenty of folks out there who want to see more of him. What do you think?
Well, I think you asked me about a week and a half ago if we should see more of Toussaint.
Yeah.
It's a good position to be in when you have guys that can step in like that and play because, as we saw, there's going to be injuries. There's going to be some foul issues. So the deeper your bench is, if you're going to make a run at a Big Ten title, that is huge. And the fact that now you know Ulis can't answer the bell and you have faith in him, Fran McCaffrey and his teammates have faith to put him in, I think that's another added benefit. Now, whether he's going to get some time or not, as I told you before, you know, Fran coaches in the moment. He doesn't pre-plan his substitution pattern. So I think it's going to depend on how the game plays out. And, you know, big game for Jack Nungy. He's going back to a place that didn't recruit him. His high school was, 10 miles away. So this, he won't probably say much about it, but this is a big game for him.
Mm. Well, and the fact that he did not get a whole lot of playing time up at Rutgers, had kind of an iffy 90 seconds there to start the second half, and then it was Keegan Murray the rest of the way.
Yeah, so he may be chomping at the bit. And here's one. If I was Fran McCaffrey, I would not have Luka Garza set a ball screen at the top of key in the first 5 minutes of the game. How many games have you guys watched where that is the first whistle on the postman? There's a war inside the block, but when they step up and set that ball screen, the whistle gets blown in the first 5 minutes of every game. So I'd say, Luka, no ball screens until after the first TV timeout.
What should Iowa be concerned about the most in this Rutgers or this Maryland team?
Well, you know, they don't have a lot of size, and sometimes that's a problem for you at the defensive end because they can spread you out and attack and pull Garza, Nungy, and those away from the hoop. But, you know, the thing about Keegan Murray is he can guard all those positions. That's a great other ammunition for your weapons is this young guy can guard 3s, 4s, 5s. I could even trust him guarding the 2. But that would be my concern right now, Mark, as you look at this game.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, Kevin, that this is not Maryland's been – they've had some real good talent over the last few years, but they've gone to the NBA, and I don't want to say they're starting over or anything like that because they still have talent. Mark Turgeon still does, but there's not that number one draft choice bell cow on this team right now this year anyway.
Well, we saw Collins for so many years and development of Stick Smith at that program. Sometimes you get caught if you're not a blue blood like Kansas, Duke, and North Carolina. Maybe I should retract that statement because we're seeing Kentucky, Duke, and North Carolina get caught in it. When you have guys turn over yearly to the NBA, it's a problem. That's happened to Maryland. They can't keep the continuity because those kids graduated, and now you've got young guys trying to fill new roles. So especially in a year, guys, of COVID with so many interruptions, we keep talking about old is good this year and even more meaningful because of what you have to navigate as players, coaches, with interruptions. I mean, I have to test twice a week for ESPN. And when I have to open that on my computer, there's always that bit of anxiety. Is this thing going to be negative or positive? And I opened one this morning, and I was a little concerned. You just don't know. And imagine as an 18, 19-year-old doing that almost on a daily basis like the Big Ten does.
Yeah, yeah. 27-23, by the way, says, Ulis, please and thank you. So a fan of Mr. Ulis out there. Let's go back to Rutgers. And you mentioned you thought that was Fran's best coaching. And, boy, it was. First of all, it was a heck of a basketball game, if you like college basketball. That thing was back and forth. Nobody held a lead more than, 6 or 7 throughout the game. And, like you said, with Connor McCaffrey going down early, I think you saw, and I think everybody kind of gained a little bit more of appreciation for what Connor does and how he feeds that team, especially from the – from outside on the high ball area, not so much down on the baseline or everything like that. But that was one great win that Iowa had on Saturday.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, you know, we watched them lose at Minnesota when they had a lead. It was kind of like, okay, is this the Iowa team that just can't win the big one? You have to get a Big Ten title. Then they turn around. That Rutgers game was as gutty a win as I've ever seen by an Iowa team. I really thought they overcame a lot of obstacles. And if you're going to win a Big Ten title, and, you know, face it, guys, we've been waiting since 1979. You know, Dick Tate, Tommy Norman, you got to go all the way back to those guys for a Big Ten title. That Rutgers game is a game you have to win, and then you've got to win at Maryland tonight. You've got to get that W, because when you look at the schedule for the Hawks, well, they got four of the next five at home after this trip to Maryland. You got Minnesota coming back in there, Michigan State, then you go to Northwestern, which, as you mentioned earlier, will not be an easy game. But as you look at as that game developed, the things that Fran had overcome with, and Connor McCaffrey, you know, we talk about guys that are Elmer Glue guy. He's kind of like Elmer Glue on steroids. He really pulls that whole team together. But Ulis to step up in his absence and Toussaint with the eye poke, I thought was a great sign for Iowa. I mean, you're always concerned about Fran playing too much, too many people. Well, that's a good thing now.
Kevin, let's give you a shot at our poll question today. The bar has been set at 27.5 points for Luka Garza tonight. More or less?
Oh, that's a great question. Because you know he's going to get guarded by three guys half this game. They're going to send dudes at him because they don't have the size to go one-on-one. I'm going to go less because I don't think he's going to get the touches. I think they're going to keep the ball away from him, and he's going to have to manufacture his own points, which we've seen him do.
Well, you hate those subpar 23-12 games. I mean, it's just it's tough on the psyche.
Scott, isn't he leading the nation in scoring by like a wide margin, like
yes.
3 points per game over the next closest guy? I mean, that alone is an amazing stat. And the more you read about Luke and what he's overcome as a high school guy and lack of recruiting early in his and what Fran saw in him, I think it just makes it one of the great stories of college basketball this season.
Illinois goes to Northwestern tonight, and I think this is going to be a super game. The Illini with only one loss in league play, Northwestern with a couple of losses. But Illinois's got to go on the road. It's a rivalry game, and Northwestern plays awful well inside that building.
Well, I think it depends on our guy. I'm not going to call him a Boo Booey because his name's Daniel Booey. how well he plays that point guard position for the Wildcats. And I tell you, guys, they're good at home. I really like what Chris Collins does as a team. They brought in that transfer Chase Audage, who can really create his own shot. And, Ty Berry, the freshman, can shoot it. Miller Kopp's been good for him. I really like this team. I think that's going to – I'm with you. I think this is going to be a real tester for the Illini.
Kevin, I know you're anxious to talk about your Drake Bulldogs. I watched a lot of Drake Southern Illinois, particularly the second game. I mean, this is a Southern Illinois team that came in 7-1, I think.
Yep.
And the Bulldogs beat them by 18 and 31. But now a litmus test this weekend.
Well, Dick Vitale had faith in the Bulldogs a week ago. He gave their only vote in the top 25 AP poll. Now I think they got 16 or 17 this week. They're for real, guys. And here's the stat that we found we thought was kind of typified the Drake Bulldogs. They're five starters, average age over 23 years.
Mm.
Chicago Bulls, five starters, average age 21.5. They're older than the Bulls starters.
Well, like you said, the Greybeards this year, I think, got a big advantage as far as college basketball is concerned. And what really captured my eye as far as Darren DeVries' team is the fact that they don't have that one big scoring guy. This is very much a team atmosphere for the Bulldogs. And man alive, do they play defense and pass the ball well.
Well, Scott, if you dig deeper, Roman Penn, DJ Wilkins, Tramell Murphy, Tank Hemphill, Jonah Jackson, those guys all grew up in what they call the region, which is around Gary, Indiana, about 10 miles apart. These guys played together in high school AAU teams. So they've known each other their whole lives, even played together back in middle school. So there is a great bond with this group. And they're also, you look at their starting five, they're all transfers or junior college guys. And, in the past, Drake wasn't allowed to bring those guys into the program. So it's been a big change in that area, too. And I think when Leon Robbins went to Minnesota, we kind of forgot about Drake. they had four starters coming back, and they had Tramell Murphy who had to sit out with the bad knee coming back. So this is a team that really had some talent that was returning that we kind of forgot about because we see their seven-footer leaving for a Big Ten school.
What are you making the matchup with Loyola, Kevin?
Boy, I think it's going to be a great one of different styles, and I got a Zoom call with Porter Mosier tomorrow, and because he's going to have to deal with some pressure. If you watch Drake play, as you did, that full-court pressure he's using is from Dana Altman. When he used it at Creighton, and you see him do it at Oregon, it's really disruptive. And the way they play offensively is more from McDermott, what he's doing at Creighton. So somehow, what Porter Mosier will do, he'll slow this game down, but somebody's got to get through that pressure. And I'm anxious to find out from Porter, because he is a huge Rick Majerus guy, what quote Rick Majerus would give to get through that pressure up front. But this is also, Mark, a Loyola team that returns all five starters from last year. So this is not a young team like Southern Illinois was. This is a team that was picked second in the league. I actually picked them to win it just ahead of the Panthers because of the experience they have coming back. Of course, you've got Krutwig and Lucas Williamson. These guys were on a Final Four team, you know, 3 years ago. So this is an experienced Loyola team. First time going on the road, though, trying to get a win.
Well, you talked about the other team that was picked in the top two besides Loyola, and that, of course, Ben Jacobson's Panthers. And not the start he envisioned, certainly, at 1-3. And now no A.J. Green, we know that, for the rest of the season. They're down two guards, as a matter of fact. And it seems when Fife does well, UNI does well. And when Fife doesn't get his points, then the Panthers struggle a little bit.
Well, they're going to have a challenge inside against Bradley this weekend because Bradley's got Araboya with a 7'6 wingspan and Elijah Childs with 7'1. These guys are physical inside. They protect the rim. So the Panthers are going to have to make some three-point shots. And in league play, that's where they struggle. They're only making 4.5 in their four league games at 35%. That's not typical of what we've seen Ben Jacobson teams do, but they're going to have knocked some threes in. Actually, they're shooting 25% from three in those four league games. It's going to be a good challenge. And, you know, Bradley hasn't played since losing at Missouri by one. I think it was December 22nd because they've been in COVID protocol. In fact, guys, they will have 2 days of full practice before they play Sunday. And Ben Jacobson, in a very classy act, they're supposed to start and play Saturday, and he said, let's move that game to Monday so Bradley has an extra day to practice. That's why that is now a Sunday-Monday series. But it'll be interesting to see how Bradley plays after that, like, 19-day layoff. And they haven't – here's another one, guys. They have not played a back-to-back yet, like the rest of the Valley has.
Right.
This will be the third time the Panthers have played that back-to-back in the Valley scheduling series.
Well, Iowa State on Saturday – faces its third straight top 20 team. And the previous two played Baylor and Texas pretty tough. I have to believe Steve Prohm likes the effort he's getting out of these kids at a minimum.
Well, Mark, even go back before Christmas, and they played West Virginia really well out in Morgantown. So there are some signs there. And the biggest one that I saw was their turnovers. They have 10 at Texas. They're averaging 16 a game, so they're getting better. And I think the fact that they've got the guard back for them has really helped in Trey Jackson. And Javon Johnson's become a player. I like what I'm seeing out of that young man. But this is, you know, like we talked about, teams that are trying to put new pieces together, a lot of new faces for Iowa State. They're getting better, but the Big 12 is so good, guys. There aren't a lot of rest there. They got to go to Kansas State after Tech. Kansas State being at home. I think that'll be a good measuring stick when they go to Kansas State. See how much they improve because, you know, the Wildcats beat them by 10 in Hilton. But then it's back in the grind up at Allen Fieldhouse against Kansas, Texas back home. But there are some signs there for the Cyclones.
How about Shaka Smart in Texas? They go up to Allen Fieldhouse and just they buried Kansas. And I know there aren't any fans, but home court has still been very, very good to teams in conference play. And you know, no fans or not, you don't go into Lawrence and win the way they did, and they did.
I think it shocked everyone to see that score. I think it was the largest defeat ever in Allen Fieldhouse, certainly in Bill Self's career. And, you know, we said not too long ago, I told you, I never bet against Bill Self for a Big Ten title. But this is not the talented team he's had in the past. They're pretty good. We'll see how they bounce back. But I think that is a real warning sign for how good this Texas team is. And we've done this on this show, guys. We've talked, is Shaka Smart working at Texas? Is that going to work or not? And I think this year he's shown us that that Shaka Smart system at Texas is going to be a positive one.
Kevin, let's go back to the Big Ten for a minute. And Michigan is the only undefeated team in league play. Are you surprised? Are you not? I don't think anybody picked Michigan to win the title. And Juwan Howard's crew is playing very, very well.
Well, how many times have we seen one of these pros go back to their alma mater and struggle? So I think it's been a great fit for him. They've got the number one recruiting class coming in from 2021. So he's getting her done there. But if you look a little closer, Mark, their schedule's been pretty soft. They've beaten Penn State. They've won at Nebraska. They've won at Maryland. They've had Northwestern, Minnesota at home. Their schedule is heavy on the backside. Iowa only gets them once, and that's at Michigan, I believe. So they've got they've got to go against Wisconsin, Illinois, Rutgers, Michigan State. They haven't played the top half of the Big Ten. But they'll win the games they need to, guys. You got to give them something for that. They're kind of a team we don't talk about, but off to a great start.
Yeah, they're getting it done with Juwan Howard. And interesting tonight, one of the games that people wrote down and said, you know, if they're going to be tested or even maybe go down, it would be BYU. And Gonzaga and BYU come up with a game. They were not supposed to play tonight. 2 days ago, they said, you know, let's play because both of our opponents have COVID problems. So Gonzaga in Spokane is going to welcome in BYU tonight in the West Coast Conference.
Well, they're favored by 17, so I don't know how close this is.
It's going to be closer than that. Trust me.
Well, let's hope so because, BYU – San Francisco, St. Mary's. I think there's only three teams in that Big West that give the Zags a challenge. But it'll be fun to watch them again because, well, we've seen the talent in that team. And they are a fast-paced, fun team to watch play. But I don't think BYU can get them in Spokane.
No, I don't think they can. If this thing was at in the rematch when they have to go to Utah, I think, of course, BYU beat them last year. At the Marriott Center in Provo. Don't call it Marriott. Marriott Center in Provo. And I'm not sure they're going to keep it within 17 tonight, but BYU's a good basketball team.
I tell you what, guys, you know, they keep talking about Gonzaga maybe the first team since the Indiana in 76 to go undefeated. It might be good for them to have a loss before this tournament starts in the state of Indiana. To take the pressure off, because you imagine going in there, being undefeated, and with that type of pressure, we've seen that happen before to teams. So in the long run, I don't think it's going to happen tonight, but sometime that may not be a bad thing for the Zags. What do you guys think about that? We're going to move the entire tournament to the state of Indiana and use, you know, Butler's facilities, Purdue's,
yep,
a couple other facilities in Indianapolis.
Anything you got to do to get this tournament in and make it as safe as possible, I'm all for. So I think it's great.
Well, it's going to be some challenges, though, Scott. I mean, because it's not a bubble like the NBA. You know, it's a controlled environment. So, you know, one team gets COVID, do they forfeit? The other team moves on. I think that's what's going to have to happen. I think we'll see some forfeits in the NCAA tournament.
Interesting. And you hope not, but You don't know. You just don't know how it's all going to play out. But what's on the Kevin Lehman docket now? What do you got coming up TV-wise?
Oh, I've got that game we just talked about, Loyola at Drake on Sunday, ESPNU, and then I'm bopping up to Cedar Falls for the second part of the series of Bradley at Northern Iowa. So pretty excited about this Loyola-Drake game, the two teams that are still undefeated in the Valley.
Great. That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it.
I think, Scott, they let 15,000 fans in for the Southern game at Knapp Center. I think they're going to let the other side come in. They might have up to 3,000 people in there for what they were telling me.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Very good. Help out the Bulldogs and try to get them a victory against Sister Jean and in Loyola coming up. So.
Well, I was going to say this. If you add Sister Jean's age, because I call her the sixth man, that age goes up to about, 30 years age for the top six?
It could. It could. Bless her soul. All right, Kevin, we'll talk next week. Enjoy the hoops.
All right, guys. Enjoy your Big Ten games tonight. Let's see if the Hawks can get one on the road.
All right. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here with the Off the Glass segment. And it is brought to you, of course, by Chris Lehman. Find out more at shootershomes.com. We'll take a break, come back, Bowling Night in America, wrap up, and more when we continue on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It's finally a new year, the perfect time to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/max makes it easy. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class, the Thursday edition here on KGYM. Again tomorrow on the Friday show. Please tune in. We encourage you to do so. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson from the PGA Tour, naturally, getting ready to kick off his season next week at the Sony at Waialae in Honolulu. We're going to talk with Zach coming up on the Friday edition of the show. Looking forward to that. And see what Zach has to say. Big college basketball fan, Zach is, and his Bulldogs doing very, very well, his alma mater out there. Bergen KDV knows the power of community, and that's why we are proud to partner with them to bring you ICR Strength. As part of ICR Strength, we're working together to recognize some of the outstanding businesses here in the Iowa City Cedar Rapids corridor. We encourage you to join us and support your local friends and neighbors here so we can let everyone see our strength. Bowling Night in America, Mark. Thanks to Tom and everybody, the great staff out at May City Bowl for keeping us safe, all the hospitality, having the bowling, and then we go out and get five.
Well, there was no CR strength on the part of the Rusty Nails last night. That's for darn sure. We got buried 25-5. And Scott, you led the way, I think. Maybe it was Jason Cole who led the way, but you guys had pretty fair series. And I was just thinking, we got three or four All-State baseball players and a state champion wrestler on this team, but it's not translating to the alleys. I don't get it. We got athletes on this team, but they oftentimes can't bowl. So, but we love them. We love them. We'll be back at it next week. Good night for a couple guys in particular. Marcus Mitz with an 804 last night on games of 245, 279, and 280. Ryan Bundy, who last week, I believe, had a 300 game. We couldn't report it because it wasn't on the air. But he had the high game again at 290 and was very nearly Marcus's equal on series with a 792. So hats off to those two guys.
Hats off indeed. And, yeah, we hats off to Viking as well, Viking Lounge. We were bowling against last night. The guys bowled very, very well, and they deserved it. And they just they beat us. There's not much more you can say.
Hey, I mean, what is the other teams in the league see Rusty Nails on the schedule and get more fired up because they think they might hear their name or team name on the show? I really think that's part of it.
Could be that, or they're just it's like my fantasy football defense this year that we are and. Yeah, everybody seems to have their best week against us. I don't know. But, hey, that's the way it goes. We'll try it again next Wednesday night, as they say.
We will indeed. And if you're interested in any open bowling or any bowling questions at all or want to visit the pro shop, give Mae City Bowl a call ahead of time, please. 362-0136 or visit the website maycitybowlcr.com.
Indeed. Iowa in Maryland coming up tonight. We got a little less than 2 minutes, Mark, to talk about that a little bit more. And Iowa looking for their second consecutive road victory and coming off the win at Rutgers. Sufficient amount of time, indeed, to get back to Iowa City, to get back to the East Coast, to have a little bit of respite anyway. Road games are hard. They always are, especially this year in the Big Ten. But if Iowa wants to be there at the end when the dust settles and everything clears, they have to win this game tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think Kevin Liebman painted a pretty good picture previewing this game in terms of, you know, he answered our poll question. He thought, Garza would score fewer than 27.5 points because of what Maryland will attempt to do on defense, and that brings in folks like Bohannon and Frederick and Wieskamp to hit some of those outside shots. And I think we're going to see a lot of that same storyline in a lot of these games.
Yeah. I think it's going to be close, but I think Iowa's going to get the victory. I think they'll pull it out. I'm not sure it's going to be by 7, but... if it's by 1 or 2, I don't think people are going to be too upset about that.
Well, including the team, whether it's by 1 or 11 or 21, it obviously doesn't matter a whole lot. But I expect Iowa to play well and win this game by more than 6 or 7.
All right. We'll talk about that tomorrow, as well as we will talk with Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson, the 2-time major champion, will join us on the program on Friday. Have a great night, Mark. We'll talk tomorrow.
You as well. We'll talk then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd and Alex are next.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice.